Okay, that's Erev Yontif. We're going to be doing a piece from Sichas Esayrus from 2 years ago. No, it's now Tavshnai Das, 3 years ago. 3 years ago from Reb Matal Zilber, Zolgazun Zayn. It's very, very clear, very straightforward. The same way that in Rosh Hashanah, before Rosh Hashanah, I wanted to prepare in a very, very simple and clear way. We're going to do that now as well. So, I'm hoping that you all have the pages that were sent out this morning. It's Ches Test Yud and Yud Aleph. I mean, it's part of a much larger piece. We're just going to do a little part of it. Do a little piece. Where it says, Atahara, you want to come sit here? Mm-hmm. When it says, Atahara Shriyam HaKippurim, Yichal Lo B'dach Gilui V'Hester, V'Tordel Lefim Adregis Avaydis Adma. Page Ches. Okay, let's start. Until now, in the first part of this piece, Reb Matal was talking about the mayonis of mechila, slicha, and kapara, the wellsprings of forgiveness that are available to us on Yom Kippur, and how that Yom Echad Bashana, that singular, unique day of the year, we have the opportunity to tap into the beginning and to return. That's what tshuva means. It means to return. The ikar of tshuva is not to patch up, to try to spackle this problem, that problem, but to return to before all of the problems, to go back to that place. That's the inyan of tshuva kadma la'olam. And the inyan of Yom Kippur is that we go into the Kadosh Kadoshim and we're able to return to that place before any of the problems started. Now, Bavadai, however, Reb Matal explains, Yom Kippur is amazing. Yom Kippur is there. It's coming. It's this huge, amazing thing, event. But one has to coordinate oneself to it in order to be able to access what it makes available to us. She is galhing and shomikipur meitzel kolach lefi madrega. So in order that the inyan of Yom Kippur should be revealed to each and every one of us, each person according to his madrega. Obviously, the great tzaddikim are able to tap into much, much greater light of Yom Kippur, but we're trying to get what we can. Hagam shlamita shodaver, haizem etzias shakol adam yisrael nitar, v'nase naki b'yom kippur. Lamita shodaver, everything Reb Matal is saying here is all from the Zohar and the Kisari and the Sefer HaKadosh. But in these shiurim of his service, he doesn't start quoting from all the different places. La'amito shodavar, the truth is, harizeh mitzias shakol adam yisrael nita, the mitzias is, the reality is, that every single Jew is purified on Yom Kippur. V'nase naki, and becomes clean on Yom Kippur. K'maim rakosev, if a person observes Yom Kippur, there's no question. Kivyama zayi chapar leichem, l'tahiras chem mikol chata seich lefnei Hashem tetaru. It's a fact. The fact is that on this day of Yom Kippur, purification takes place. It's chal. Zerakti aleichem mayim tahirim. It's thrown upon us. And it happens. Mikol makom ha'avod etzricha lios al ha'gilui shel inyan zeh. However, our avod is to be megala this lemaise in our lives on Yom Kippur and following Yom Kippur. Had to be megala this tahara, this nikius that Hashem is Baruch brought upon us, brings upon us Yom Kippur. Because a person could ask a very strong question. Person and all of every single one of us asks this question. What big change took place in me? How am I so different the way that I was before Yom Kippur and after Yom Kippur? I don't see what happened. From Ebenezer Shunasib Yom Kippur Noki V'Tar Lagamre. And if what we're learning is true, and of course it is true, and that means that in Yom Kippur, I become naki v'tar, clean and pure, hayutzichim liras by shinui gadol, then I would see a tremendous change in my life. The before and after would be very obvious. V'hayutzichim liras echshin ishtan l'gamei mamish. And we would see the echshin ishtan, how we change completely. Anybody who asked this question, Bapashtas, we would explain to him, / ourselves, Shabemes, Hare Gam Yom Kippurim, Mishon HaShofra Po'al Olav. What you didn't see, the truth is, last Yom Kippur had also an unbelievable effect upon you. It did. Because taking into consideration the world that we're living in, and the thickness of the klipas, and they're getting thicker and thicker as we get closer to the morning, it's the most unbelievable nace that we weren't miskalkal more, that we didn't get worse, that we didn't slip into the abyss altogether. That we didn't fall, we didn't slip into something much worse than what was last year. And if we're able to either to hold our ground, which we might not be too proud of, the mitzvahs of our lives, but if we were able to hold on to that ground, or maybe chalila, there were some slip-ups, some a little bit backtracking, but then pushing forward again, that's all because of last year's Yom Kippur. It's all because of the Yom Kippur of this past year, of Tav Shanai and Vav. I have told many, many times over the years, even recently, how Rav Gifter was Rav in Waterbury, Connecticut. Many years ago, he was Rav in Waterbury, Connecticut, and there were some from families there, and they asked him after he finished, when he was going on to the Rosh Yeshiva of Tells, was he matzliach in Waterbury? And he said he felt that he was very matzliach. When he came, there were 10 frum families, and when he left, there were 10 frum families. And he saw that as gevaldig hatzlach. It wasn't stam a vart or a joke. He meant it. He meant that it took a tremendous, tremendous Herculean effort to keep those 10 families on board. So if we're still on board, and we're on the program, and we're maminim, and we're trying and we care, it's because of last year's Yom Kippur. We just don't know how to see these. We don't see these things with our eyes. Claimer, shall kill kol kol kachas a Yom Kippur shall hashana shavu sheyuchal havchen ach Yom Kippur zeshinu gadol v'nika kol kach. That we don't see anything that was terribly damaged. Baruch Hashem. Of course, there are some people who feel that way and see that, but for the most part, we don't. And if we're able to be in the Madrega that we're, this Madrega that we're on, which many times I've mentioned, that the Holy Vision has said that before Mashiach comes, is going to believe in God. Any Jew that believes in God, the Vision has said, is so great, and he was quiet, so great, and everybody was waiting to hear what he was going to say, and then he put his hand on his beard and he said, as me. The Vision has said that before Mashiach comes, a Jew that believes in Hashem's Baruch, is as great as he was, as the Holy Rishner. And that's b'schus Yom Kippur, b'chol shana v'shana. It's because of this past Yom Kippur. V'ach Yom Kippur m'zeh, k'may shohaya, ach Yom Kippur m'akaydem. And the fact that we're able to still hold on. And if there wouldn't have been chas v'shalom Yom Kippur last year, if there wouldn't have been Yom Kippur, meaning Tav Shanayin V'al, if there wouldn't have been Yom Kippur, so we would have fallen deeper and deeper into the mud. We had Yom Kippur last year. We had Yom Kippur. So Baruch Hashem is still here, and we're getting ready for this Yom Kippur, and we're all planning on doing better, and we're all trying to keep mitzvahs and to raise our children to be God fearing Jews. V'chulu v'chulu. Okay, but omnam, that's true. What we just learned, of course, is true. Omnam, im kol zeh adayin kasha. Still, it's hard. Shesof kol sof, heichan roim es ha-tetaru. But sof kol sof, lefnei Hashem tetaru. The word tahara means to be purified. Not just that we haven't gotten deeper into the guk. It means to be purified. Tahar means that a person's clean. It means after the mikveh, it means pure. It means ashrech miyisrael, lifnei miyatam tahar mitahar eschem. That there's no averus. It means pure. That means that all of us, after last Yom Kippur, we should be feeling much more Kedusha Shabbos, the holiness of Shabbos, more than the year before. And every one of us knows that we don't feel the Kedusha of Shabbos the way that a person who's tar, who's clean, would feel the Kedusha of Shabbos. We don't feel a Simchas Yontif, we don't feel a Tkiyah Shaifa. If we'd be Taharim, if we'd be Nikiyim, we'd be blown away by the Tkiyah Shaifa. A tefillin would send this mamish flying. A tefillin. Hini alzet namar. No. So what does that mean? So hini alzet namar. Or noimar. Sha'achain. Alzet noimar. Sha'achain. Mitzvahs tshuva. Yicholim lotzei sa'idei shemisvadim. V'oimim chatosi avisi pashati. V'oimim malcheit. Now the mitzvah of tshuva, to be forgiven for our sins. The mitzvah, really, from the Torah, if we say vidui, chatosi avisi pashati, if we say that we've sinned by mistake and intentionally and with a merida, that we rebelled against God, and v'omrim al chait, which is really added, all the specifications of the al chait, v'az mechapi itzum shayim, then the day itself, the itzum shayim, the day of Yom Kippur itself is mechapi. And the person is completely cleared of all the averis. Everything is clear. This is the chachma. So there is, in other words, there's empirically this reality that sets in, that's called itzuma shiyam mechaper. That if we say vidui, yom kippur mechaper. And as the Mabit and other Mefarshim and Rishadim and Achmanim explain, even if a person is fearful or even if he's somewhat certain that he's going to fall into certain things again, but B'Shas Ma'isin Yom Kippur, he says Vidui, and Be'emes, he wants not to be that way. He wants to be an Elchid, a good Jew. He wants to have a Reinkeit, a pureness in his life. So then the Tzum Hashem is Mechaper, and I know that I feel terrific when I look at the, just yesterday it said on my thing, 622 messages, you know, phone things, and I pressed the button. I don't know, could be I still need some of those numbers, but I just had this cheshib after Yontif to erase all of that, and it said no messages, clean. It was a good feeling. And it's an infinitely greater feeling, Matzim Kippur, to know that Yom is a Yichapar Aleichem, and there's a Kapar. And that's it. But the chachma is l'in she is gala, the last four lines, she is gala etzla atahar Hashem Kippur, that it should be misgala to oneself, that one should feel it, that one should feel that feeling of the kapar and the tahara. Shachin osa tshu v'oymer al v'nizet toli v'oymer al kama gila ba'atzma. That all depends on his amelis to be megala. All the avodah of tshuva to be megala within his life and in himself. Shachin asa tshuva, to really recognize that kapara and to see the tahara and to live that life. That's a matter of bechira. To be megala, that tahara that Hashem has done for us. He's taken care of us. He's threw the water on us and he dipped us in the mikvah of Hashem. That's Yom Kippur. But vadheichan hoysa madregis hatshuva shalom. But the gilui of that tahara depends upon how hard the person works with his tshuva. Kvikama shayideh talumus yochel, next page test, yochel lahoydalov, and of course only Hashem who knows the secret of our efforts can bear testimony, shachein nishtana lagamre, that this person is going to see the results of his tshuva. It's going to be his gala in a practical and obvious way. That from today, from Yom Kippur on, he's not going to do these averis anymore. In to the extent that a person invests in being megala, that kapar and tahara, and working practically with his bechira on his avodah of tshuva, So he nekach tizgala kapara tahar shalom. To that degree, the kapara and the tahar will become evident and clear to him. But for those who don't work on it, they don't see the kapar and the tahar. They just go the next day and they say, I don't know, I don't see anything, nothing changed. Ubavadish 1,000,000%. If a person is mekayim the mitzvah of tshuva, as I behester ba'omeg b'sherush nefesh, then there's the basic din of tshuva, which is chatosi avisi pashati, I sinned. And I don't want to do this again, and I ask Hashem to forgive me, and I say, vidui. That it's 1,000,000% that what? As I behester ba'omeg b'sherush nefesh, that in a hidden, deep way, in the sherush of one's soul, zoch l'madregas shel tetaru. This terrific, complete cleansing and cleaning has taken place. And everything is reset back to the beginning. All the stuff was deleted. Vim osas hamuta lov, and if a person did what he's chayv, he fasted on Yom Kippur, and he kept the other inuyim of Yom Kippur, he did what he's supposed to do on Yom Kippur. Vihisvada alav anaisav, and he said vidui, vikiyim chayvas hayayim, and he was makayim all the obligations. All the obligations of the day. No one could say that he was not zeichet to the kapar and the tahar. He's there. He cleaned it out. Everything's deleted. Everything is fresh. Can we say with certainty does that mean that he's not going to start another bid? A bad year? That's a matter of his bechira. That he could return to his averus, to the averus. It's not a continuation. I mean, he starts a new cheshbon of averus. Sheyedeh talumas yoid. Can any of us be certain that Hashem could testify? Shemayom v'halol yoshul zachet l'olam. That I'll never do this avera again. That's our avoda. To see to it that we'll never do the avera again. If a person really did work on the avodah of tshuva, not just that he relied upon the tahara that took place on Yom Kippur because of Yitzum Shem Mechaper and because of his vidui, but rather he really works on tshuva, then Hashem would testify and all of us would be happy to testify. To the degree that a human being can see on another person that his life has changed, we'd be happy to. As like Fima Shiachalim Lahaida Love, Hayu Zoicha Shiazgala Etzla Hamadrega Shatahav in the Kiyas. So to the degree that this person worked on this tshuva, more and more, what will be Mizgala more and more is the Tahara and the Nikiyas that Yom Kippur infused in his life. He'll be able to Mizgala more and more of that. And it will take him way beyond anything he could have imagined. If he works hard on himself, he's going to have such siyata d'shmai. It all comes to Yom Kippur. Unbelievable siyata d'shmai. He'll be able to reach madregas that he never even thought he had. He could never even thought that they existed. Not just to not repeat the aveira, but he'll go to madregas. Mamash will fly to places he never knew that existed in Avodas Hashem. Why? Because then more and more there's a gilui of the kapara and the tahara of Yom Kippur, the nikiyus of Yom Kippur's mezgal in his life. And it takes him to places way, way beyond whatever mopping and sweeping and scrubbing he did with his life, with the avodah of tshuva. V'zeu adav shetzorach la'avod alav, and this is what we have to work on. Shachen yizgala etzlo madregas ha-tahara shezoichen la'biyom ha-kippurim. That should be mizgala to each and every one of us, the madrega of tahara that Yom Kippur brings automatically. Ha'idei she'yaseh tshuva shleim nechon, by doing tshuva as tshuva is supposed to be done. Rambam, Shari Tshuva, and he goes at Tshuva to work on Tshuva. Ulahatim Atzmo, and by the avod of Tshuva, the person is able to coordinate himself, to adjust and to align himself to that Madrega Al-Yona of the Mikveh that Hashem put us in, on Yom Kippur. He'll be able to then tap in to that unbelievable Mikveh that Hashem made for us on Yom Kippur. Al kopan bevaday Yom Kippur hu Yom Kodesh v'Noyer, and there's no question Yom Kippur is a Yom Kodesh v'Noyer. See, even people bechlal are not from and how we see that in Eretz Yisrael, even people who the rest of the year we would think are not only that they're not frum, but they're keneged being frum, and they're against frum people and against Yiddishkeit, and they don't believe in anything, and every car stops, the whole Yom Kippur, there's nothing, it's quiet, Kemat, you don't see anywhere, maybe just an ambulance, Chas v'Shalom, or a police car, but everybody, all those people that the rest of the year, they don't feel that. But even these people on Yom Kippur, there is this awareness that there's something happening. There's something that's changing. There's a tahara that's taking place. And Yom Kippur is a Yom Kodesh V'Noira. They don't know what that means and why that is, but it's a Yom Kodesh V'Noira. U'pol dvarim gedolim b'pnimius b'sheirish. And it's pol tremendous things b'pnimius b'sheirish. We love Hayom Yom Kippurim, and if we didn't have every year Yom Kippur, mi yodei eich hayonirim, who knows what we would look like, what life would be like. Beis a matzav hayu oimdim, and what matzav we would be, and if not for Yom Kippur, because even though we might not work so hard on the tshuva to get to be able to be megala the iris of Yom Kippur, but something we do, and we're shomer mitzvah, so we do feel something, and at least enough, as we were learning earlier, that it prevents us from slipping deeper and deeper into the darkness. Umakoyach hatahara shenigrima ide Yom Kippur. If not for that, what would our lives be like if we didn't have Yom Kippur Chas v'Shalom? V'ni'av shebevad Yom Kippur parlas mashu tzarich lefal b'chalinyan. And even though Yom Kippur is poel automatically, the Tzum Hashem is poel to bring that tahara and that kapara. But of course, the L'chadchil of Yom Kippur is that Hashem always has the hope. He gives us that choice, the choice to make. Again, how that works for Hashem's knowing and our choice, that's not something that we can talk about, we need to talk about now or tomorrow. But certainly, the L'chadchil is to know that Hashem has this tik for this hope, for techeles. That Hashem has kivyochel a longing, shachein yistan hod megamrei b'yom kippurim. That each and every one of us will mamish change in Yom Kippur. V'yanikur lov be'aliel, and it will be in a very clear way. The tahara, the nikias of Yom Kippur will become, we'll work at it, and it'll be obvious. It'll be obvious and real in our lives, and it will be clear. That's a torah v'noki b'yom kippurim. That's what Hashem wants. That each one of us should walk away from Yom Kippur, noki, torah v'noki mamish, clean and pure. That's why Hashem created this day of Yom Kippur, that we should be able to do that, and we should l'maisa do that. And this is one of the things that we could say: there is a din, and that din is a reality, and that's l'chadchila. That's how we should be coming out of Yom Kippur. And it could be that Chas v'Shalom, there's not one Jew in the world that adjusted his life, his practical life, to the tahara and the nekiyas of Yom Kippur, of what Yom Kippur made available to him. It could be there's not one Jew that did that. That not one Jew brought that out in his life to be megal that in his life l'maisa. The klal gadol is it does not in the slightest way detract from the truth, because this is the truth. That's the truth. That's the mitzias. But tzarich l'das shekach tzarich lios. We have to know shekach tzarich lios. This is the way we should be. This is how we could be. Nikiyim and Taharim mamish, like before the chait. There's no chait. Therefore, each and every one of us should hope. Ulis halach b'tikva, and during these days of Aseret Metshuva and Yom Kippur, to be filled with a hope, not just a dream, like some distant thing, but with a real hope. Ushi'ifa, and an aspiration, a longing. Gedola shebiyom ha-kippurim hazeh, that this Yom Kippur, achein yizgala etzlo, that should be mizgala, ma sheyom ha-kippurim ha-yitzarech liyos.
Kishvi mezgala, Mashiyom Kippurim tzarech, Mashiyom Kippurim tzarech lagala, tzarech liyos. What Yom Kippur is supposed to be. Vagam shekra arvu alav kama vakama yimei Kippurim. Vagam that he has gone through already 20, 30, 40, 50 adult Yom Kippurs, whatever. Vein arayi shepolo lov ezadav, and he doesn't see that it doesn't seem to him that it's had any practical effect to change him. And he feels that this Yom Kippur of Toshnayin Zayin is nochay Yom Kippur, is just another Yom Kippur. Hine afshe bevada kasha nachshev al pichesh boinus. If a person lives chas v'shalom just al pichesh boinus, he just lives in a mathematical way. Val piyas seichel chomri, and he just follows what seichel, pure intellect, what his brain is telling him. Val seichel poshu shel das balabayis, the simple seichel of a das balabayis that doesn't believe in halacha, that chalila doesn't believe deeply. He might observe halacha, but doesn't believe that it's be'emes a metzias. Those when you're making the sukkah. Abba Hashem is zoche today to begin to make the first hashtadlis with the sukkah. So, which means to try to clean out the garage and dig out the schach from underneath piles of stuff. When a person believes be'emes in halacha, then he knows that he's making the sukkah, and halacha says that this is a daif and akuma, and that he really has the required walls of the sukkah, even though when he looks at it with his eyes, and his seichel pasha tells him, the seichel balabai says, I don't care what you're telling me, there ain't no wall over here. I don't see, there's no wall over here. But halacha says, no, it's a halachically valid wall. So you put your hand and you go through it, and you say, I know, I can walk through this wall, I don't feel any wall, I don't see any wall. Because das balabais is just that seichel poshet. So a person says, I don't see with my seichel that any Yom Kippur of my life ever did anything to me, or ever meant anything, or there was ever anything that Yom Kippur was. It comes and it goes, chas v'shalom. And therefore this person thinks, shebevada ein makom loyma sheyom kippurim zeh yeshayim mekol yom kippurim shelefanav. That this, he thinks that this Yom Kippur is not going to be any different than earlier Yom Kippurs. The Yom Kippur zeh ye'od Yom Kippur k'maya kaidem elav, and therefore he anticipates. I mean, he doesn't anticipate in a good way, but he's resigned to what he considers to be the repetition of another Yom Kippur. And it's not going to be any different than in the past. And whatever I did in the past, whatever my faults were, my problems, they're going to continue. I cry, Yoidim, man, the Yisoyin HaKoidim, Shekein Hoye V'Chenyiyah. This person of Das Balabais, Cheshbon, Seichel, Reason, Ration, and so on, says that my past experience has shown me that if I yelled at my kids last year after Yom Kippur, I'm going to yell at them again after this Yom Kippur. And if I looked at that thing on the computer last year and there was Yom Kippur, then I'm going to do it again after this Yom Kippur. That's Seichel Balabais, that's Seichel Pashut. Hini Kadim Kol Dar V'Tzarech Ladas. So first of all, we're B'nai Torah, we learn Torah. Klal Godel Shnagei L'Chol HaTorah, and it's a Klal Godel Shnagei to everything in Torah. L'chol and Yonim should be a hadis and everything in Yiddishkeit. Like the example I gave of the wall, the invisible wall of the sukkah. That what? L'chol and Yonim should be a hadis. Should be a mesh and a gale of Torah. That when it comes to halacha, when it comes to what the Torah says, Torah Shabbat Sabbath, Torah Shabbat Peh, when it comes to what the Torah says, Ein Cheshvim B'Daz Balabais. We have to throw away that Daz Balabais that's just a pure intellectual cheshvim. Makes no difference how smart this Balabais is. We can't confine ourselves to the Metzias Pshuta, to the reality that we see with our eyes. Like we see many, many times. Shagun Reb Chaim Mibrisk, Omer Svaros Begmar. It just gives Reb Chaim as an example because that's the most common in the yeshivas and in our learning. But we know from our learning, that Reb Chaim would say a svar in the Gemara. It said a certain concept, a certain abstract concept. The teichen asvahu shekachu hadin v'yesh din kazev v'kazeh. And anybody who's ever learned according to that way of Reb Chaim knows that Reb Chaim will say that, just like we're learning the example with the sukkah, that this contraption that the person made with his strings and with his a piece of his house that's sticking out over there, that this mitzias has a din of a sukkah. In other words, it has a din of a daifin. It has a din of the wall of a sukkah. So then you say, but it doesn't have the mitzias. I don't see that. But in halacha, and this is why Reb Chaim was particularly great at that, Reb Chaim, Reb Shimon, the Avinezer, I mean, it, with all on this, and of course that's rooted in the Gemara, and that's the pshat in the Gemara and the Rishona, that regardless of whether you feel this is a neder, it has a din of a neder. Regardless whether you feel that there was a kapara, there was a tahar of Yom Kippur, that din means that's the mitzias. Because that's the reality that God made. And Hashem as well gave the Torah over to us. And He gave us that unbelievable power to create and to destroy. And that's the Metzius. V'yejdin kezev kezev. V'av shanachnu lo page yud. Lo neida eich matim hadin hazeh ma Metzius. Even though we can't understand how that din, how does this halacha shtim, how does this work with reality that I see in front of my eyes? How does it work with reality? If there's a din of bittul b'shishim, again, there's a machloikis that goes back to the whole shayla of tam ki'ikir. We're not going into right now, but assuming that we have a halacha here that in this regarding the relationship between this drop of milk and this pot of soup. And again, I'm not going to the chakirus now that we have and the shach and the kivegir and so on, but lo yitzuya, that there's 1,000 portions of the fleishigus and there's one drop of milk, much more than the 60, and there's some person that says, I don't know, I still taste some milchiks here. I still taste some milchiks here. Doesn't mean anything. And by the way, midaraisa chad betray, if you have two pieces of treif and one piece of kosher. So according to those Rishonim hold, that means that when it's bottled, you could eat all three pieces. Now, you're eating all three pieces of meat. One of them is definitely treif. It's definitely a nevela or treif. It's definitely treif. And according to those who understand chad betrei, that the bitul midereis of that one treif, with two pieces of kosher that got mixed up with, and I'm now allowed to eat all three of them, it means that something has changed. And this hapechadavar liyas heter. It's a mitzvah that has been defined or redefined by the Torah. That's the mitzvah. It's a din that is bottle. And that's the mitzvah that you and I live with. And if Jews didn't live without mitzvah, we wouldn't exist anymore. Because that's the true mitzvah. That's the true mitzvah. So even though we don't see how that stems with physical reality, there's no nafki minute whether I taste the milk or I don't taste it. Veins at circle as matim tomidim amitsias apshuta, haniris line. The halachic reality doesn't have to always work with the physical reality. Kiad din hu amitsias, because the din is the mitsias. That's the big klal in all of Yiddishkeit, all of halacha, that the din is kaveya and machriya the mitzias. Listen, a person believes in halacha, and he's in a situation where halacha says that he has to die, he has to give up his life to be mekadesh shem Hashem, not to do the aveira, he has to give up his life. In mitzias, he's gone. In mitzias, I'm not going to live anymore. In the world of Torah, he's going to live chayim nitzchim. Not only chayim nitzchim forever to live, but he's going to live in the mechitzah of tzaddikim. He's going to live in olam haba, in the other world with tzaddikim gemurim. And if a person doesn't believe in that mitzias of halacha, he can't let go of life. But you see, Jews do, and Jews have, even not very religious people, to let go of the physical reality because of the din of Olam Haba. And the din of the Torah that says that in this situation, the halacha dictates yaharig v'alyav, that you have to die. And you can't go to this Avodah Zarah or Shvichas Dama, Gilai Raiz. Because the Klal Gadol of all of Yiddishkeit is that the din is kavei and machri the mitzias. It determines the mitzias. Vein mistaklam lefiyah mitzias agashmis. And we don't look at the physical mitzias. El kvi masha halacha emeris, but rather, according to what the halacha says, kach hi amitzias. That's the mitzias. K'may chen le'inyaneinu, and so it is with the inyan that we're talking about. Hine yesh din shel titar v'yom kippurim. The Torah has revealed to us, and Chazal have explained to us, that in Yom Kippur, regardless of what you feel or see or think, if you keep Yom Kippur, you fast and you keep the Enum of Yom Kippur, and you say Vidui, that's B'yom HaZeyichapar Aleichem. There's a din of what? Slicha, Mechila, and Kippur. Yesh din shel Tetaru B'yom HaKippur. So there's a din of Tetaru. Bad din shel tetaru oimer, and that din of tetaru says, "Shayom Kippurim hu yom shachein tzvichim l'shtanes boy menakotzei l'kotzei." That Yom Kippur is a day that tahara tells us that Yom Kippur is a day that is that my responsibility and my ability is to use that tahara in order to change my life menakotzei l'kotzei from one extreme to the other. Lehosois zach v'noki l'gamir me'averus, to become completely clean and pure from all averus. V'zeu hadin shel Yom Kippur, and that is the din. That is the din of Yom Kippur. V'im toimer ha'yad atalei v'loy mina shakara kain. So if you can ask a kasha, but I'm alive already 50 years. So let's say since I'm 13, 14, so it's already 37 years, whatever, that I'm keeping, you know, that I understand what Yom Kippur is, and I don't see that my life changed, or that I don't see that any tahar or whatever. Hine le'ichpas lona bezet, it's not a kasha. Ve'intim avatel sedin. And your kashas, and the mitzias that you show that your life is worse than it ever was before, is not mevatel the din. The same way that it's not mevatel the din that you're a Jew. It's not mevatel the din that you're a Jew. Like the maaser where there was a maskil that was by the gra, and he was given some food to eat, and he took a piece of cake and he was going to put it right into his mouth, and the gra said, "What do you think you're doing?" He said, "What am I doing? I was given a piece of cake. I'm having a piece of cake." The gra says, "You didn't make a bracha." So he says, "Rabbi, you think bracha is the only thing that I'm not doing? That's the least of my problems. I don't make brachas." And the gra told him, You're chayiv to make a bracha like any other Jew. You think that you have a way. You think that you somehow manage to escape that world, that reality that God created. That's a reality where a Jew has to make a bracha. You haven't. There's no way to escape that. You're chayiv to make a bracha like any other Jew. And if you don't make a bracha, you're going to have to pay for it. You're going to be in trouble with all your other problems. You can have this also on your list, because that's the mitzvah of who you are. You don't feel that way. You feel that you're free. You feel like you're a chofshi, chiloni. You feel that you're not obligated in the mitzvahs. That's not the mitzvahs. That's not the reality. And whatever your feelings are, and whatever the reality that you see before your eyes, no matter how it contradicts the din, dvar lokenu yokum la'olam. That is the dvar Hashem. Is the mitzvahs. Is halacha. Dvar Hashem is halacha. And therefore, we have to know the din, and our lives are guided by the din. V'adin hazeh Yom Kippurim, hi hametzias Yom Kippurim. And this din of Yom Kippur is the metzias of Yom Kippur. Lefnei Hashem tetaru. The truth is, we don't need to know more than this. And if you would really want, and we should believe in this din of Yom Kippur, According to the halacha, according to the din, I should become the day after Yom Kippur, on Yom Kippur, but I should see this mamish in my life, that I'm an entirely changed, completely new person. L'shtanos l'gamrei ad ha-yesoid, and to change completely ad ha-yesoid, to the very foundation of who I am. V'gam shem v'tzias ein v'ayim zos, agam, in reality, we don't see this. Hine ma'ech paslona b'kach. What's that my business? Vein's a negeya. It's not negeya. Vein lona rak lavad al dar v'zeh. My entire responsibility is lavad al dar v'zeh. To work on this, what? On this tahara, on this kapara, on this slich and mechila, to work on this opportunity that I have, to believe in the din, that the din creates this metzias of kapara and tahara, that I'm pure and I'm clean, I never sinned at one sin my entire life. And my job now is to work on this, and to hope and to want and to take measures to be megala that tahara of Yom Kippur in my life. With great hope and with confidence and with faith. That's all I would have to do. That's my job. But in order to make this closer to our minds, name of Bamilsa, I'll explain a little bit more. There are many times that there are things that are mizgalim to a person, that are revealed to the person, and the person himself doesn't know. As we'll see. This is one of the great mysteries of how Hashem conducts his world. Kilamaisa, the left side of page Yud. Kilamaisa, Tzar Chodim Lovel Yom Kippurim Im Shi'ifa V'tikva G'doy Liyos Me'at Tzadig Gomer. The truth is, Lamaisa, a person should come to Yom Kippur with the motivation, with a goal, with the hope to be Me'ata, to be a Tzadig Gomer. Mamish a Tzadig. Mamish Yishtan L'Gamrei, and that he'll Mamish change his life. Ad Sha'af Echad L'Yakir Reisa Klalt, and nobody will even recognize who he is. Even though he knows from his past that this sheifa, this aspiration, this goal, this objective is not practical, is not realistic, according to his experiences, he knows himself, he's not going to be able to live up to his hope, and he's not going to carry out this thing to become a complete tzaddik. The din of Yom Kippur is that I must approach the day and come to the day with this she'ifa, with this hope and this longing. And the truth is that even though I don't see lamaisa, how did this she'ifa that I have, how did it come out lamaisa? How did it change anything? It can be mizgala, and it is mizgala. Become a fanim in a number of ways that we don't recognize. V'habi pamim meizem esgal etzel yeladav. In what such example? It's mezgal etzel yeladav by your kids. L'famim yeladav the yelam tam. Do you ever see such a thing like in our generation, where there are people that they're mamish not strong with their learning, with their davening, with their mitzvahs, and they have the most unbelievable kids, the most beautiful kids. We don't see it. It's not mezgala necessarily in my life, but it could be mezgala in the kid's life. It could be after you die. It could be 50 years from now. It's mezgala. And Estel is gala dover. That shifa, that longing, that Yom Kippur, wasn't mezgala to the person. He didn't work on that necessarily to be mezgala, that it was mezgala in a clear way in his life. And therefore he feels it was just another Yom Kippur, and I'm the same. But the shifa that he had, the longing that he had, the Shifa Toiva, bring changes that happened to his children. He doesn't know how these changes took place. We all know so many stories like that of kids. We don't know what happened to this kid. The Shifa of Ali Yeladov, the Shifa went down somehow to the children. Mizgala Etzlam. It was Mizgala by the children. And even if the kid's not some kind of a great tzaddik, but it's mezgala him to prevent him from slipping into something crazy, into getting lost to Yiddishkeit. We see that a person zoche to beautiful children. And then we have other matzavim where a person can be koina alama b'shachas, where he can reach all of a sudden a big madrega in a minute, in a short time. Well, I was saying before, like this person who wasn't his whole life, wasn't even so connected to anything. But now when it comes to that moment of truth, he mamish sacrifices his life to be a Jew. He does something that seems totally out of, in holiness, that seems to be totally out of character with his whole life, something great and heroic, that's totally out of character with his life. Avro HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he does for Hashem's sake. Even though it seems totally crazy. And what he does causes such a tumult by the Satan that from this guy came out such an unbelievable Mesivas Nefesh. The Satan gets confused. He sees this Jew is doing such an unbelievable thing. According to that person's madrega, what that person's madrega was. Which is the Niv Yazav Rosh Adarkai, what each person, what his avod is, to get out of something, to try to become better. And the sudden, and for that person, it's tremendous Mesivas Nefesh. And I had a tzedekis that left me a beautiful message that she made a decision that with the family that they're going to start keeping Chal V'Yisrael. And that's a hachlata that honestly I don't care for milchus except for ice cream. And I've been keeping Chal V'Yisrael for so many years already. I don't think about it twice. It doesn't mean anything to me. It's not in the sign for me. With Chal V'Yisrael, people have been keeping it for their whole lives for so long. But for this person, it means an entire change. An entire change in the way of cooking and what to buy and all the hanos of certain foods and certain kinds of, I don't know what's out there, but certain kinds of ice creams and cookies and cakes, whatever, candies, chocolates. And each person in his life and her life causes a bahala mamash of the sultan, these things. Even if it's one tiny little thing, but it's an emistic thing and it's... And it's something which is real, but on the chaveiro had to talk to the kids, to a wife, and so on. Where did it come from? Avil Dezach, such a thing that he had, this heroic ability to change, to make something, a big change in his life, which is really, really hard. It came from Yom Kippur. It came from Lefnei Hashem Tataru. It can be a very, very simple Jew. And he does something which is mamish begedim mesivus nefesh, which requires tremendous mesivus nefesh. One of the Chevron Shuls is telling me about that he went to this Shabbaton Rosh Hashanah, the kids that have been through all kinds of vinyanim with drinking and with drugs and stuff and all kinds of difficult nisyanis that they went through. He was telling me this boy that he gets up because he davens. It's hard for him to daven because he's not used to davening for so long. So it's hard for him. So he gets up at 5 in the morning or whatever, 5:30, even though davening in shul starts at 7. But he needs the time to be able to catch up to the davening. So he comes an hour and a half early, a kid that he told that this is something that Shalom Yonah was telling me yesterday, that he saw that there's a kid and he's got with an earring and a nose ring and medalla, you know, shlecht ezach, and he goes all these things. And this kid made up his mind that he's going to go and he's going to daven and whatever. And he goes like that. And I think it's not just one day. I think Shalom Yonah was telling me he goes like this keseda, that's such a seder chaim that he has to 5:30 to mesivas nefesh, something which is Mavil as a sultan, not that it causes us to be proud and to be in wonder of a Jew, but the sultan doesn't get such a thing. There could be such a Jew. Okagon Shatofi is also Pam Nadivus Alev, who nights in Litzdakas Chum Shane Oyla Harayan Klal, a person, something touched him about a certain tzedakah, and he gives an amount that's like beyond anything that he, a crazy amount of money that he gives. There are things that happen like this all the time. How did that happen? All of that could happen. That whole big thing could happen because once he had a shifa taiva. He wanted it. That's the difference in coming to Yom Kippur, the shifa to mamish, a shifa to mamish, become a Torah and a Naki. But of course, when it doesn't happen, not to fall into yayush, that's not today's talk. Keep ayel pam shifa taiva, the person had a big shifa. It could be that when he was a young bocher, could be because back when he was a bocher in yeshiva, he had a big shifa that one day he wanted to be a tzaddik, he wanted to be a Talmud Chacham. And it could be that it's already been 40, 50 years since he thought of that. He gave up that whole thing. He came back from Eretz Yisrael and he was really frum for a year and he had this whole shifa, but then everything fell and it fell apart and he turned out to be, you know, whatever, far, 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 far from what that shifa was when he was 17 years old. But one time he was a bocher, so hayilo shifa, he had a big shifa, shifa azayis, le'nevda. And God never lost that shifa. It was never lost. It's a metzias. He doesn't see it in his life. Day to day, he never saw this. It's just all popped up after 50 years. It's a din that shifa exists. But shifa azayis nisharim unachis b'soy kedushas nishmas. So it was there. It was embedded in him. It was already, it became part of his genes. And in him it came out. It comes out by another kid, by one of his kids later on. Because Baruch Hu kvar moitzis hadrochim shel Hashem knows. Hashem Kadosh Baruch Hu, leave it up to Hashem as well. He knows his way of doing things. Why this is mezgala for this guy now? What did this kid do that she mezgala to him now? What did this person do after 50 years that was mezgala to him now? The shifa that he had when he was a yeshiva bach and he was 17. How is this mezgala? Why was that? Hashem has his drachim. V'loimen ha'nimna. It's not far. Fesh to say that when he was a bocher, he came to Yom Kippur with big sheifas. When he was a young man, he had big sheifas. And he really still believed back then that he's going to be a tzaddik gomer, that one day he'll be a big tzaddik. And he wanted to be. He's 70 years old now. It could be that happened so many years ago. He's already 70, 80, 90 years old, and it could be that he did something that was extraordinary when he was younger, and he had the shifa rather when he was younger, and now it's mezgala, and it takes him to a place way beyond anything that he's used to, and he does something avur HaKadosh Baruch Hu zabam mikoach shifa sa'elu, and it all comes because of the shifas when he was younger. Therefore, we never, ever, ever should look down on those shifas, in ourselves or in other people, even though we don't see that later on. It comes, but poil, we don't see. It could be years later, but it's a metzias, it's a reality. It's a din. Ki kol levav is darish Hashem, because Hashem has his ways of seeking every Jewish heart. And every Jew is seeking Hashem. Vata darish ma'aseh kulam, and Hashem is looking into everybody's inyanim. Rotzon Hashem hu l'natzeach. Hashem wants to give us opportunities to be menatzeach, to defeat the other side, and to bring out in our lives the Yom Kippurs of our lives, to bring out those shifas. And Hashem's choshev machashavas to bring us opportunities that we should have nisyonis that are lamala lamala from who we are. And all of a sudden, an unbelievable ruach comes upon the person, and he's menatzeach in that inyan. And then that brings him now that he wants to keep more and to keep more and to keep more. And Hashem is smiling. He brought this Jew back to himself, to that Yom Kippur of 50 years ago. And this Nakuda was revealed in his life now, exposed what? And brought out La'or into the light, the Emes HaPnimish HaBenefesh that he had 50 years ago. And that for the last 49 years he said, he didn't even think about it. That's what the Gemara says, by her blessed be the day, and none of it is our. Yeish kana lama b'sha'achas. Zegila, with this person who was going every single disgusting thing in the world that he could do, he did. And then he had this unbelievable hezgalus, and yeish kana lama b'sha'achas. We don't know what, when he was a bocher, his Yom Kippur was like, what he had shifas. To bring out what Hashem wants each and every one of us to see in Nishmas Yisrael, the carcass that we have. Each one of us must bring out, and Hashem gives us opportunities and his machshavos to bring out the kedusha that's inside of us. How will we have this opportunity? What will bring us to do these things, to bring out, to be megala these things? That's minyan Hashem's baruch. We don't know. That's Hashem's inyan. Hashem will take care of it. Hashem is seeking to bring these things out of us. And Hashem is thinking of ways to bring out that Nakuda of who we are, of that Yom Kippur from 50 years ago. How it will be, and in what place it will be. But one thing is certain, that Hashem is choshev machashavas with each and every one of our lives, that it should taka be. And our job is to go into Yom Kippur, Tavshin Ayin Zayin, with shifas of a yeshiva bach, of when we were kids, of a shifa to find once again pureness and nekiyas, and to be clean, to be pure, and to be good, and to be tzaddikim, and to do the right thing, and to daven that Hashem's book should help us, that we should be able to megala that in our lives, but parol, and if we forget, then we don't know how, that Hashem's book should be choshev machashavas to give us opportunities to be megala the truth of who we are within ourselves, that we should be zeichet to finally feel that tahara, that Yom Kippur, to feel that mikvi Yisrael Hashem, and to feel the ashreichem of Rabbi Akiva, l'fnei miyata metarim, or mi metar ha'eschem, that we should be zeichet for that, and we should be zeichet mitzvah Hashem, the schus of the tahara, and the schus of the kapar of Yom Kippur. Soif Yisrael Nagolim, if Kri Hefticha Todaram says that the Torah promised that in the end, it's going to be good. And everything that's inside of us that's good is going to be revealed. We should be zeichet to see it. It should be today. It should be now. With the glesh of Amitish, Mehevi Amen, Amen, Va'amen.